At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, packed with music, information, plus more. You enjoy. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the G. Ray Records podcast, where music meets innovation ideas plus more. Let's dive into the enchanting world of soulful melodies, electrifying beats, and the stories behind the music you've come to know and love. From jazz to neo-soul, R&B to deep house, we bring you the best from the G. Ray Records Music Network and beyond. Join us as we explore the latest tracks, exclusive artist interviews, and behind-the-scenes insight that keep the music world spinning. Whether you're a die-hard fan or a curious listener, there's something here for everyone. So, sit back, relax, and let the enchanting sounds of music take you on a fantastic voyage. Big thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening to G. Ray Records. Your place for music plus more. You enjoy.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive.
So today, we're diving into G. Ray Records.
All right.
They're this this record label that is like really...
making some serious noise.
Yeah.
On this platform called N1M.
You familiar with N1M?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it around.
Yeah. It's a...
it's kind of like a social media platform, but for...
you know, musicians to connect with
other musicians and fans.
I see the whole industry.
Okay, we got like a stack of stuff about G. Ray Records here.
Yeah.
We got like their bio, press releases,
some articles about
their strategies and stuff.
All right, cool.
And
I'm really interested to like
dig into this and see what we can learn from these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing that kind of jumps out at me here
is that they have got like a crazy diverse roster of artists.
It's like they've got electronica, jazz,
spoken word, hip-hop, R&B,
neo-soul, like they're all over the place.
Yeah, it's like
they just threw the rule book out the window.
It's like a buffet
right. Of
music.
Yeah, like just pick a genre.
They're probably in it.
Yeah.
So
what do you think about that,
like as far as the strategy goes?
I mean, it's interesting, right? Because like you were saying, it's kind of like they threw the rule book out.
Yeah,
in a way it makes sense, because then you're appealing to a lot of people,
right?
But
you got to think, like, does that dilute their brand or?
Yeah. Is there such a thing as too much variety?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. And
to that point, they have.
Some pretty staggering numbers.
Oh, yeah.
On this N1M platform.
Over 36 million plays.
Wow.
And 45 million profile views.
That's a lot of eyeballs.
Yeah. Like, so clearly
some of people. A lot of people, are digging what they're doing.
Yeah. So maybe that is part of their
strategy. Like just
get it all out there.
Cast a wide net.
Yeah. See what sticks.
Exactly.
Oh.
And then you look at their content strategy.
Yeah.
It's not just about
releasing music.
They're putting out playlists.
Videos.
They're doing live stream.
Ringtones, mobile apps.
Wow.
They even have like their own talk show.
That's a lot.
And do interviews.
And like, it's wild.
So they're really creating like a whole world around their music.
Yeah. Like a whole ecosystem.
Yeah. And we're doing a really good job
of like curating it.
Yeah.
Like they have playlists for like
specific moods and genres.
Like one of them's called G. Ray Records Jazz deep house, dance, spoken word, hip hop, neo soul.
It's like a mouthful.
Yeah.
It's like,
here's everything we do.
Yeah, basically in one playlist.
But it's clearly working for them.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it's smart, right? Because like you were saying, people consume music in such different ways now. So yeah. It's like, why not?
Right.
Give them every option.
Yeah.
You know, meet them where they are.
Exactly. And then like,
you top it all off.
They've got this roster of artists.
That's like a mix of
huge names that everybody knows.
And then like up and coming.
Oh,
artists that I've ever heard of.
Like they got Erykah Badu, mm-hmm. Michelle Colvin, Kim, Jill Scott.
Big names.
Yeah. And then all these other people like Samantha James, Nicole.
Demotions, Pee Wee Brown, Lisa Shaw.
I've heard of a few of those.
Yeah.
It's
quite a mix.
So it's like a mix of like giving people what they want.
Yeah.
But also introducing them to new stuff.
Yeah. And it's like
having those big names.
I think Lens.
Yeah. It gives them credibility right off the bat.
Yeah. Instant credibility.
And it's also got to help expose those newer artists.
To a bigger audience.
To a much bigger audience.
It's pretty brilliant.
So what about marketing? Like, how are they getting the word out?
So they're using...
this N1M platform.
It's like I said, it's kind of like...
a social media platform, but for musicians, mm-hmm. they're also on like...
all the other major platforms, makes sense.
Apple Music, Spotify.
Amazon Music, YouTube.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All the big ones.
And so I think that's...
like super key.
Yeah. Got to meet the people where they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then the last thing I wanted to touch on...
is this idea of a community.
Okay.
Like, they are really focused on
their label.
I see. Yeah. They're using social media.
To do that.
They're, like, really active. They're responding to fans.
They're doing Q&As.
They're, like, making people feel...
that's smart.
Like, they're a part of something.
Yeah, because, like you said, they're giving people an experience.
Yeah.
It's not just the music.
Yeah, exactly. So...
it's pretty amazing what they've done.
Yeah, they seem to be doing a lot of things, right?
Yeah, and it's like...
it makes you think.
What other industries could learn from this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This model be applied to...
other businesses or organizations.
Even individuals.
I think so.
I think the big takeaways here are like...
you know, diversify your offerings.
Yeah.
Create engaging content.
The market strategically.
Mm.
Across multiple platforms.
And build community.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
the recipe right there.
Seems to be working for them. So it's G-Ray Records, everybody.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
I'm
really impressed with what they've done.
You too.
And I hope you all
learned a thing or two
from this deep dive.
And now I want you to think about this.
Okay, this model
of like curating an experience.
Instead of just like selling a product or service.
Could that work in other areas?
What do you think?
All right, until next time.
Keep on diving.
To another land, click that link, and what did I see? G-Ray Records set my soul free. The rhythm's true with a twist of gold, voices lifted, stories bold. Heard a vibe that sparked my fire. Join the tune, raise me higher. Follow the beat, subscribe to the tune. G-Ray Records, morning, night, and noon. Harmony flows, hearts in sync. Come along now, just one click. Harmony voices like a warm embrace, filling every moment, every space. Afro queen leading the song, we've been dancing all along. I took a chance, now I know where my heart wants to go. Every melody, every line, G-Ray Records feeling fine. Follow the beat, subscribe to the tune. G-Ray Records, morning, night, and noon. Harmony flows, hot sing sing. Come along now, just one click. Morning, night, and noon. Harmony flows, hearts in sync. Come along now, just one click.
This has been a G-Ray Records podcast production. Thanks for listening.